The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. On this special episode of Life Today.
James, you know, you and Dad, you traveled all over this continent. You became the best of friends, but more than that, you became the best of servants to this continent.
You, the viewers of Life Today, like Peter Pretorius said right up until his death, you're the greatest Christians on the planet who enable us to be the hands and love of Jesus expressed.
Next on Life Today.
Welcome to Life Today. I'm James Robinson, and I don't like sitting by an empty chair. Betty's fine. This is the only mission special I've done, I don't know, maybe in 20 years or more, where she wasn't by me. She has a hacking cough that some say is like walking pneumonia. She's getting better rapidly, thank God. Had gone several nights without sleep, so I miss the fact she's here. And I think most of you who've watched us all these years realize what a tremendous blessing Betty is. You know, Betty said she, as a girl, always thought, oh, if I really get right with God and love Him with all my heart, He'll probably call me to be a missionary and send me to Africa. I don't want to go to Africa. And she ends up marrying a preacher. And that preacher traveled all over the nation and preached to millions of people. And then, lo and behold, met a man that his story is in this book, which if you get it, you won't be able to put it down. It's Death Defying Faith. It's Peter Pretorius. We met Peter when I was doing a nationwide crusade in South Africa. And he showed us a heart for the poor. And Betty went with me, which she said she was terrified. When we went over to Africa and then we flew on into Mozambique at the height of the war, where the communist Marxist gunships and airplanes and helicopters and soldiers were all over the country and war everywhere. And Betty was willing to march through hell for a heavenly cause, especially when she saw the need of the children, and she, along with me, met little Buddy, and we were feeding thousands of people and gave him a little cup of soup, and it meant so much to him. And then we went into areas of Angola where civil war had raged for 20 years, and we began to feed the hungry. We were in areas in Mozambique where the desperation was so great that we were nearly pushed into the fire where we were warming the soup. In Angola, Betty watched in amazement as the children would crawl into the barrels that were depleted trying to scrape some more soup out. We watched them many times eat soup droppings from the dirt. They were so hungry. Betty knew when I was held hostage along with Peter a couple of times that we were being held and didn't know if she'd see us again. So when we talked to you about mission feeding became effective just like water for life. Water for life because of the water of life. We give water for life, tell them about the water of life. You, the viewers of Life Today, like Peter Pretorius said right up until his death, you're the greatest Christians on the planet who enable us to be the hands and love of Jesus expressed. I want you to listen to Isaac Pretorius talking about his dad who's in heaven looking down on us right now. And I know with that great cloud of witnesses he's saying, I pray everybody watching James will help us meet the needs of those who are hungry. Listen to Isaac as he remembers the journey.
There's a crisis in areas of South Sudan because mothers have no food for their children. Emotions run high among our mission team as these scenes of desperation play out. Isaac Pretorius is motivated more than ever to carry on the fight against starvation on the continent of Africa that his dad, Peter Pretorius, began over 40 years ago.
James, you know, you and Dad, you traveled all over this continent. And God took your heart and my dad's heart and literally knitted them together. You became the best of friends. But more than that, you became the best of servants to this continent. I can tell you this, is it makes me recommit my life, recommit my promise that I made to my dad, that we will continue to serve our continent, that we will serve the people of this continent, that we will continue to strive for what was his dream and is mine. And that is that no child go to bed hungry. The situation here at the moment is desperate. It really is at a crisis level. We've been into villages here where mothers have told us how their children have died because they've literally starved to death. So I'm asking you, please, James, from the bottom of my heart, speak to the viewers. Ask them to do whatever it is that they can do. Appeal to them, James, because we need your help today. And I know that you know that they're the true heroes, the ones that make it possible for us to be here, the ones that make it possible for us to save lives are the true heroes. But without them, another child dies today because we didn't get there in time. Please, James, do whatever you can do, because this is about life and death.
Wow. Thank God for Peter Pretorius. Isaac, thank you. That young man you saw with the beard standing by Isaac and then kneeling there, looking down at that little child that was so very near death, and too often by those who have died. That's our grandson, Luke. He's 29. He's been married now a couple of years and has a beautiful little one-year-old baby girl. One of the most beautiful pictures that Betty and I treasure is Luke just leaning over, kissing his precious wife with that beautiful little girl, thanking God for life. Luke has a heart to help others. We have six grandsons. He's our oldest. All of our grandsons love God. They love God with all their heart. All of our grandchildren do. Eight of them are married to wonderful, in love with Jesus spouses. You may not know this, but Luke, he got a burden when he was a little boy. He's been to the mission field several times, and just recently, and appealing for people in a desperate situation now. And we're going to ask you to help. But I want you to see him. When he was 4 or 5 years old, I was up here doing an audio message to our supporters, our friends for life. And he walks in the audio booth, just a little guy. And he knew I was talking about helping others. And he had seen the television programs. Listen to this young man you just saw there on the mission field, 29 years old, father of a beautiful little girl. Listen to him as a little boy.
Do you like your papa?
Yes, my dad's going to take me to Africa.
Your dad's going to take you to Africa?
Yes.
You talk about Africa all the time. Do you really want to go?
Yes.
You've been talking about something you wanted to do for Africa, yes, for the children. What did you want to do?
Buy some food for them.
Buy what for them?
Food.
Food?
Yes.
Because they need food?
Yes. They don't have any food.
I know they don't.
No, some do have some food. Some don't have any food.
Some do, but some don't.
No.
What do we do for the ones that don't have any food?
And buy some food.
And that's what you want to do?
Yes.
What do you have to do that?
Money.
Well, where will we get the money for the little children?
We just give it to
them. And is that what you want to do?
Yes.
You want to give some money?
Yes.
And how old are you now?
3.
You're 3, but you're going to be 4 in November.
Yes.
That's not very far away, is it?
No. I'm going to have my birthday at Chuck E. Cheese.
If you get some money for your birthday, you want to give some of that to the children in Africa?
Yeah. If they have food, they won't die.
Lord, I just want to thank you. A little boy, almost 4, knew such great truth. Still does. Thank you. Hey, listen. Thank you. If a little boy about to be 4 can already have that kind of burden, and now with his own little baby girl only 1 year old to go to the mission field, and I'm going to tell you something, it took them days to get where they were headed in South Sudan. And just as he went into so many other areas years ago, time and again, it was the love of God that carried him, but it was also the hope that they could actually help. Luke saw, he's just a little guy, and he saw giving people food changed everything. But you're the ones that gave it. Please hear this. Right now, we're asking you to give the greatest gift you can to give life. We've got 400,000 children that we've located, and we've already got them organized in areas where we can feed them. But we've got to have your support to do it. $30, $50, $100 feeds 3, 5, or 10 children. And don't just let those numbers just rush by. 3 children, 5 children, 10 children. For the next months, $30, $50, or $100. I'm asking you to help. We also have a crisis right now. It's just going to need a real influx of support, because the effectiveness of what we're doing is so clear to those who look that even the UN and the United Feed Program and USAID, their workers saw what's happening and they said, we've got food and no way to get it to the people. We will provide food for these refugees. Their parents are killed. These children are desperate and we can help them, but we don't have anybody to get the food to them. It's here. We can ship it in, but somebody's got to get it to them, and that's going to cost a tremendous amount of money to do it. We need a surge of support right now. I want you to just watch and let God speak to your heart as you see the need and know that you are the answer. Watch closely.
During my time in ministry, I've often discovered the need is far more severe than I anticipated. So we're here in Uganda for children and people that have literally been forced out of their homes. And I know Isaac here has been able to meet some of these people, and we're here with three precious siblings. And I know you've gotten a chance to talk with them and hear their story and find out kind of what's going on.
It's kind of hard to repeat that story. I mean, this little guy just, you can see how he just cries. He's, you know, his whole world has been destroyed, Luke. This family of children saw their mother and father slaughtered in front of him, killed right in front of him.
After witnessing her parents' murders, 15-year-old Joyce took her brother and sister, ages 6 and 3, and fled for their lives.
They've literally spent the last 5 days trekking through the bush in this area. And let me tell you, that's a hostile bush. No food.
Today, Joyce and her siblings are safe from immediate danger, but they're faced with an insurmountable task of starting a new life without their mother and father. They need our help.
We can't change what's happened to them, but what we can do is we can honor the fact that Joyce had the power inside of her to say, I'll grab my brother and my sister and I'm gonna get them to a place of safety, and she's done that. But now we need you to turn that place of safety into a place of refuge, a place where they can receive food, and I need you to do it. Joyce needs you to do it, to give this family a second chance, to give them life.
Wow, there's a sister that's had to take the place of mom and dad for her siblings. She can't help them. She's trying to bring them to help. That's why she was there where our grandson Luke and where Isaac Pretorius were sitting beside them and letting them know they're going to do everything they can to help. But they're sitting in a situation where this is the part of what brought about the $270,000 challenge opportunity. Now listen to what I'm saying. Our missionaries face death every day. Many missionaries are killed. They risk everything to share the love and life of God. All they ask is, don't leave us empty-handed. We found the need that only love can meet. But love expresses the love of our Father through His family. We become His hands and His arms. We become the answer to people's prayer. We become the solution to their crisis. And it's not wishful thinking, it really works. So we've got 400,000 already organized in areas of tremendous need. That means that they know they're going to be there, the food's there. They've already started the feeding. But it will only last a matter of days, weeks at the most, if we do not supply the resource support for those 400,000. With gifts of 30, 50, or 100, we feed 3, 5, or 10 children for the next months. That means you feed, we together, okay, with the missionaries. If you could give $1,000, we could feed 100 children. But here's what's happened. And this happened while Luke and Isaac were there. The UN representatives, USAID representatives, World Food Bank, all of these groups have been shipping in large supplies of food. Here's the problem. The crisis that has erupted in southern Sudan, where parents are being killed, just slaughtered, and all these children are just left desperate, and the people are driven away from where they've lived. And now then they've gathered and huddled, basically on the border of Uganda. And we have an opportunity. This is what the UN said. We've got the food, but we have no delivery system, and we don't have the people that have the courage and compassion to go in, but we've got the resources here. And Luke said to me, "Papa, we stood there and prayed with all these government organization leaders. And Papa, when we got through praying, we looked around and they were crying in every agency because they saw God's love. And we said, you know what? We'll find a way to get the transportation. We'll find a way to move in the relief workers. And yes, we'll march into hell to help these people. Thank you for making those resources available." And here's what I'm telling you. We're probably talking about distributing millions of dollars worth of food that's just being put there. But when they tabulated the cost and they did all this and they got back, we need $270,000 for transport, for resources, for everything necessary to get it to the people. So in addition to feeding 400,000, that's a $270,000 miracle. I immediately said, "God, you could touch 270 people's hearts to give $1,000, and we got it today. We got it this week. That can happen if you're one of them. You can't do what the others do, but what can you do? Could you be one of the 270 and say, God, raise up the other 269? That's one way we can do it, but sometimes it takes a lot of small gifts because in God's eyes, no gift is small. Oftentimes, those we think is the smallest, Jesus says is the greatest of all. So what can you do? Will you help us with that challenge? Will you give the 30, 50, or 100 to feed 3, 5, or 10 and then say, here's my gift or that challenge? We're going to meet the need because of God's love in our hearts. We're not going to leave those missionaries empty-handed, and we're not going to let those precious ones starve. Go online right now or dial that number. Take your bank card. Use it like a check or write a check. Make it out to Life. But call us and tell us you're putting it in the mail, please. We have some gifts to send you that will bless you greatly in your life. But you're going to change everything for the people we're helping. I believe now and for eternity. That's the effect you're going to have. Thank you.
In impoverished and drought-stricken areas of Africa, children are suffering. The need is great, and without food, they face severe malnutrition, even death. With previous reserves gone and mission feeding helping in areas of great famine, we urgently need your support to replenish food supplies to reach the 400,000 children who are counting on us. Your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 will help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. Please consider an extra gift to help ease the suffering of innocent families who, due to tribal warfare, have had to flee their homes in South Sudan to neighboring Uganda in desperate search of food. World Food representatives have asked for our immediate assistance. That's why an additional $270,000 is urgently needed to help provide food to those who are starving. With your gift, we'll send you the James Code by O.S. Hawkins. You'll also enjoy this beautifully crafted leather bookmark. With your gift of $100 or more, request the Passion Translation Bible. This edition ignites the passion of the Bible to modern readers by merging the passion of God's heart with the life-changing truth of His Word. Finally, with your gift of $1,000 or more to help feed and care for 100 children, be sure to request our commemorative bronze sculpture, Safe in the Shepherd's Arms. This is the last day. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
She's seen this before, and she knows what's coming. She's fought so hard, but no matter what she does, the signs still say severe. The single thing she loves most is fading away. Life slipping right through her fingers, and she knows it. She knows because it's happened before. Last year, her 4-year-old daughter died from malnutrition. Now, she watches as her son, Akol, fights for his life, just like her daughter did.
Wow, I don't know whether you grasp that mother's lost a baby, a 4-year-old now fighting for another one. And here's the thing, she's sitting there telling this as though somebody might care. She's telling it to our missionaries because they care. And the reason people know they care is because you enabled them to go in the midst of pain with bandages, healing bandages of hope and love. Yes, you did. So she's telling us the story. A broken heart to somebody that cares. And she wants to see her other child live. And the only way that child can live is because of the love of God through missionaries who would be empty-handed with a broken heart, except that because we here in the civilized advanced countries of the world, blessed, because we do care too, because our Father cares, because every human being cares about the suffering. But only a few step up to do something about it. Oftentimes people seem more concerned about a pet in trouble than precious people that God gave His Son to redeem. But He gave that Son to redeem us in such a way that we want to share His redemptive love with those in need wherever they are. Even as Jesus said, the overlooked, the least of these. And Jesus said, when you touch them, you minister to me. You do it to me. Would you right now? And the need is desperate, just like you heard. But that woman is crying out for the help that can come only from those who love. And love gives. Would you right now go online or dial that phone number that's always a prayer line for you and your need and your broken heart? Today it's a lifeline. Would you help us feed 400,000 children that we found that need help? Would you help us deliver what's been offered to us without cost if we could just get it to them? And that 270,000 could be met with 270 people saying, I'm one who will give 1,000 or whatever it takes. I'm going to give 100 or 50 or 25 toward it. But James, let's deliver the goods because of the love of God. The love of God in those workers, supported by the love of God in you, is what makes all our mission efforts effective and even possible. Father, I pray everyone watching right now, go get their bank card or get a check and fill it out. Take that bank card and make a gift now, like they're using a check, in Jesus' name. Would you make the best gift you can right now? We have some gifts to send you to say thank you. But you're giving people a chance at life, and we're going to point them to the life of God in Christ, because His love overflows in our hearts. And you've demonstrated it. Don't let anything keep you from making that gift God puts on your heart. Thank you.
In impoverished and drought-stricken areas of Africa, children are suffering. The need is great, and without food, they face severe malnutrition, even death. With previous reserves gone and mission feeding helping in areas of great famine, we urgently need your support to replenish food supplies to reach the 400,000 children who are counting on us. Your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 will help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. Please consider an extra gift to help ease the suffering of innocent families who, due to tribal warfare, have had to flee their homes in South Sudan to neighboring Uganda in desperate search of food. World Food representatives have asked for our immediate assistance. That's why an additional $270,000 is urgently needed to help provide food to those who are starving. With your gift, we'll send you the James Code by O.S. Hawkins. You'll also enjoy this beautifully crafted leather bookmark. With your gift of $100 or more, request the Passion Translation Bible. This edition ignites the passion of the Bible to modern readers by merging the passion of God's heart with the life-changing truth of His Word. Finally, with your gift of $1,000 or more to help feed and care for 100 children, be sure to request our commemorative bronze sculpture, Safe in the Shepherd's Arms. This is the last day. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
Well, I want to say thank you. I'm sorry Betty's not here by me to say thanks, but she's, with your prayers, you don't have to wonder, she'll be here. She was just unable to be here to tape this particular program, and I want to remind you, this is the last day, and we need a miracle. You know what I pray happens? I wish we'd just surge right past the demand, the requirement, and suddenly say, we've got an abundance, an expression of love that's so amazing, go find another need that love meets, because love flows freely on this last day. Thank you for caring enough for sharing. And even if you shared before, said one more time, I'm making another gift. I want to see a miracle. Thanks for being the miracle in somebody's life. God bless you.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.